So what is your name?
James P. Hell.
Okay, sir. The Honorable Luis Quinones will be conducting your hearing, sir. He'll be the lead. Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
James Philip Hell, Jr., 241383.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying with this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on May 2nd, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Hale?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, beginning with the individual closest to you is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our acting board chairman, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Hale and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Hale, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes.
I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse the criminal rules of company as follows. Violation of condition number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after release on or about April 2nd, 2018. Your whereabouts were a known investor and absconded from supervision. Mr. Hill, is this true or false?
It is true. I have a reason.
Okay. Well, we're going to pass from phase one to phase two with a vote, and then you'll have a chance to speak to the board in detail about your reason, so if you'll just hang on a moment. Based on Mr. Hale's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal-related company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, was responded by Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Hale, we are going to pass to the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Westby.
Mr. Hale was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on April 2nd, 2018. He was arrested on April 20th, 2018 by Chandler PD. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody April 20th, 2018 with an adjusted CCD of November 17th, 2018, which reflects 18 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. He has a prior conviction in 2009 for drug paraphernalia, 4 months. Also in 2009, burglary third degree, 4.5 years. And in 2009, burglary, tools possession, 1 year, 9 months. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. prior term of supervision, 2012. TIA's release of Sconder, 367 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs noted. Other arrest, 1989. Misdemeanor, refusing DUI test, Pennsylvania, guilty, other sanction. 1995, arson, first degree, Pennsylvania, felony conviction, state prison. 1995, arson of structure or property, Pennsylvania, felony conviction, state prison. 2007, narcotic drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G1B2.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Hale. I want to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at TLC 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona. As of April 9, 2018, you failed to make any form of contact with your assigned parole officer or community corrections staff member. You also failed to establish residency at TLC. So you were missing from community supervision for 18 days. Where were you living during that time, sir?
I had sprained both my ankles and a lower back sprain. The bus was late from getting from Kingman to Phoenix. I didn't get down until 10:30 in the evening. So I walked, and the JPA card from the directions was not working right. I was able to get my bus ticket, but whenever I tried to get a bus pass, I went to the TLCs in Mesa. I knew their location, but the cart was not working. So I ended up walking. I walked all night. I walked all the way out there, and on one sprained ankle. And then when I got there, it was about midnight, and they said I couldn't stay there. Some staff member was taking a cigarette break, and they said the best thing they could tell me was to go find a spot to sleep and call tomorrow morning. I didn't have my watch because it slept on the Greyhound bus. There's one bus that broke down, one bus I didn't end up getting down until 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And then I didn't have my whole box was left. They couldn't find it on the Greyhound. And so I fell asleep. I woke up, and it was like 12 hours later. I was in pain and everything. And so I just went to try to find something to eat. I tried the card again. It didn't work. I didn't have the phone number because all the paperwork was in my box from Kingman on the ground. Now, I'd also let them state one thing on that you guys have on the records for the arson charge. That I was never put in prison. That's a county jail. I paid a $400 fine and spent like 22 days in there. That they seemed to have gotten that all wrong. Even the first time that the incident that brought me into DOC, they insisted that I was already in prison. I was never ever in prison before.
Well, in fairness, Mr. Hale, we're here for a revocation hearing regarding this charge, so it's not like we're trying to run you down on the arson case, regardless of how it shook out in Pennsylvania.
It was a little campfire that got out of control, and it was put out with three pumps of a little water tank on someone's back. It was put out like that. It wasn't nothing horrendous. It's just that at the time I had a lawsuit going with somebody from the city there. That was small.
Okay. Again, not to sound heartless, I understand that things did not work out for you well as far as making the transition from the prison to your halfway house, but you were missing for 18 days, so like, why didn't you try to make follow-up contact with the parole officer? Because I think there's a high probability they would have worked with you early on.
I listened to somebody else that was there that didn't go to TLC Studios and they had dead bugs there. That's why I went to that location out there. And they told me that I'll probably end up getting violated anyway, so I figured I'd go in and try to make a little bit of money and just come back in and turn myself in to Alhambra, which I did. I mean, I was in a lot of pain. I ended up going to the hospital. They said They x-rayed my feet at St. Luke's in Tempe and said I had 2 sprained ankles and a lower back sprain, at which I wasn't moving around too much at all. I couldn't hardly move.
Well, sir, again, I feel for, believe me, for orthopedic pain, but when you were at the hospital, that might have been a good time to contact your parole officer.
I was between the pain and me having a panic attack about everything, I was just undecided what to do. But I know if I was given another chance, I would definitely be able to manage it a lot better. I mean, now that I know things I do know, as far as like, you know.
Did you have I recognize that your approved placement was TLC, but do you have family support in Arizona at all, sir, or?
I have my two last living relatives passed away. They were a lot older than mine. They were like cousins. They lived over on the west side. But I do have another friend of the family that stays over off 32nd Street in Phoenix, over by this off of Fillmore. But I haven't been able to get a hold of them. But more likely, that would be where I was hoping to get a job working the St. Mary's Food Bank here in Phoenix. Somehow I get situated over that way.
I also noticed that, and now again, we're talking about your past. Did you have some history of dangerous drugs?
Like I said, I can state factual truth things that happened. I mean, I just had some real bad luck with people that it was more or less wrong choices of people to be around with. I mean, I really haven't had no, I mean, I went through, never had to go through drug treatment or nothing like that. I always pretty much kept myself clear of everything. I mean, I drank a little bit when I was younger, I mean, but nothing really severe. I mean, just a certain people that I was around at the time, both instances. The second instance, I didn't even give a chance. I wanted to take it to trial, but they wouldn't let me. The one in charge got me in here. Someone left their backpack with me, and for some reason they put in their report that it was in my pocket. It wasn't in my pocket. So the person left the backpack, went to the bathroom in Mesa. I was waiting the bus stop to get a bus, and they left the backpack sitting there, and they dumped it out, and all this paperwork was with them, almost named them. They said it's my backpack now, that I would be the one responsible for it.
Okay, so I'm going to
charge.
I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I don't have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. Hale, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. It looks like that when you were arrested on your abscond status, it was by, was that Chandler Police Department?
Chandler.
Yeah, Chandler. What happened to make Chandler PD to make contact with you?
I was trying to get money enough to, I was paying out, I was trying to get enough money to get back over towards, because I was over there, I was stuck. I ended up getting lost from Mesa. I walked all night long, and I ended up down in Chandler. I didn't know where I was at. And I ran into somebody that said that they were flying the sign, and they told me that, I mean, the first time ever I tried to do it, and I went out to try to fly a sign, but I stepped off the sidewalk up to the median. And that's when he pulled up. He said I wasn't under arrest. He said that he just wanted to give me a warning. You need to see my ID. And I told him the story about my ID and everything being in the box, stuck on the ground. And that's when I said, well, I probably have a warrant anyways on DHC. I ain't gonna lie to you. I said, I was just trying to get enough money and I was gonna turn myself in. And I'll hammer side at least enough money for a pair of tennis shoes and, you know, something to start me out. And which he did find out that I did, and I gave direction to all Amber.
Okay, sir. We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't share anything with us that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to understand?
I just want to let you know I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to go in front of the board. I mean, I know it doesn't look good. I mean, like I said, it's factual truth. I mean, there's only so many things that I can say. But I do appreciate you give me the chance to go in front of the board, and I do believe if you do, now give me another chance, I can complete this.
Thank you, Mr. Harrell. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly feel for Mr. Harrell, especially having had some injuries while he was on community supervision, but unfortunately, he absconded from community supervision almost immediately, was missing 18 days without contact with his parole officer, and based on everything that we've gathered, I think I'm just not finding him suitable for community supervision. It just doesn't look like that this was a good arrangement for him in terms of navigating community supervision on outside of the prison system, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
Agree.
I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1042. Our discussion with Mr. Hale, as well as information provided with the Department of Corrections, and move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Hale was delinquent, violated in terms of conditions of supervision and had lapse or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company, inasmuch that he absconded for 18 days and we could not account for his activity on the street. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Mr. Neal. Mr. Hale, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about November 17, 2018. I recognize that that may sound like a long way away, but it is just a matter of months. I can't believe how close it is, believe it or not. But we encourage you to take advantage of these last months to put together a plan for your return back to the community. It's obvious that you ended up homeless this time, and we're going to encourage you to just consider your options before coming back out again. We'd hate to see you in trouble again or in orange before this board, and we certainly wish for your success on your return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. Mr. Hall, thank you for appearing before the board today.
All right. Thank you.